Even before the president's announcement about Jerusalem, opposition was swift and nearly unanimous from many world leaders. Most all of those that I have seen so far were, frankly, all enemies of Israel to begin with. Islamic nation leaders, globalist leaders of Europe, and religious establishment leaders like Pope Francis himself, who had recognized a Palestinian state that doesn't exist. So these folks who have not been in alignment with Israel ever, not surprising, they're the ones that are speaking out the most. But outspoken enemies like Hamas have threatened with words such as this, quote, "Trump's flagrant aggression has opened the gates of hell," end quote. Yesterday, the Turkish prime minister said that a Trump announcement would, quote, "set off a fire of hell that would not be put out," end quote. So they'd love those references to destruction. As I said earlier, it's not surprising because in Islamic prophetical belief, they believe that death and destruction is something that they're looking forward to do. And that's an amazing thought when you think about it. Now, EJ, before I go to you right now for some comments on what the president's comments will mean to the enemies, I'd like to play just a very, very short portion of what the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said yesterday in regard to the president's statement. If we can hear that, please, Russ.
Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years. It's been the capital of Israel for nearly 70 years. It was here that our temple stood, our kings ruled, our prophets preached. Jerusalem has been the focus of our hopes, our dreams, our prayers for three millennia. From every corner of the earth, our people yearn to return to Jerusalem, to touch its golden stones, to walk its hallowed streets. So it's rare to be able to speak of new and genuine milestones in the glorious history of this city. Yet today's pronouncement by President Trump is such an occasion. We're profoundly grateful for the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to prepare for the opening of the U.S. embassy here. This decision reflects the president's commitment to an ancient but enduring truth, to fulfilling his promises, and to advancing peace. The president's decision is an important step towards peace, for there is no peace that doesn't include Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel.
Well, EJ, that I thought of all that the prime minister said was really a profound statement. There is no peace, there can be no peace unless and until Jerusalem is recognized as the rightful capital, the eternal capital of Israel. Well, I'm sure that when he said that, the enemies of Israel also heard not only what the president said, they heard what the prime minister said, and it really has to rankle them. So EJ Kimball, director of Israel Victory Project, in your estimation, what do you believe these statements will have now on the enemies of Israel? Some have also talked about rage and all that kind of thing. Do you think this is just going to give them an opportunity to do what they have been wanting to do all along? Or do you think perhaps maybe they might come to recognize reality as the president did?
I think they may use this as a pretext, but I think that's secondary, because what's most important is to understand, and this is how we responded in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, which is that we can't be held hostage to threats from enemies. Anyone that is claiming that this move, supporting and recognizing the reality that Jerusalem is the capital of our greatest ally in the Middle East, Israel, and possibly our greatest ally in the world, to say that that recognition means that they're going to attack the United States or our interests, or they're going to attack Israel, shows that they're, one, not an ally of ours, and two, that this is an entity that we should not be in, you know, responding to on a regular level. This is a these sorts of threats are the actions that weak leaders would succumb to. And I think President Trump rightfully listened to these concerns, listened to the threats that were made about what could happen if he made this declaration, and decided that as a leader, you need to step forward and and take on the challenge. And if the regime in Turkey is going to launch an attack, if the Palestinian Authority and Hamas launch a new intifada, if the Jordanians want to get involved in some sort of a war effort, those are the enemies of peace. And enemies of peace that threaten the United States and our allies need to be dealt with in response, but we should not be held hostage to their demands.